Well, normally I like to start out with a little story, but in the light of the recent events in Connecticut, the terrible atrocity there, I thought maybe we should begin with a Hail Mary as we together pray for all the victims of the Connecticut tragedy. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, today is the third Sunday of Advent, which is normally a day of great rejoicing because we are so close to Christmas. We've had on our way to celebrate Christmas next week. We're in the 4 weeks of Advent. We've had 2 weeks already of wearing the purple vestments, and now we're getting close to Christmas. So the church tells us to rejoice because we are getting so close to again celebrate the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today we light the rose candle, we wear the rose vestments. And the readings today are about this joyful expectation of receiving Christ. But in the midst of this joy of thinking about the birth of Christ, we cannot help but to mourn with parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles over the loss of the dear little ones in Connecticut and all the teachers as well, as we lift them up in prayer. So today we remember in our prayers all those who are affected by this senseless and blatant disregard for the sanctity of human life. And it is, of course, so shocking and heartbreaking to have watched the news over these past couple days and to see how evil can just arise so suddenly and shockingly and take innocent and defenseless human life. And so where do we go for comfort and consolation? Of course, we go to our Lord Jesus Christ. We go to Jesus and our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother is Our Lady of Sorrows. She knows what it's like to lose a son. Our Lady stood at the foot of the cross at the crucifixion, so she can be a great comfort to parents and grandparents and others who have lost loved ones. So our Blessed Mother is such a great comforter at a time like this. Our Lady was there standing at the foot of the cross to be there as the mother of the church and the mother of each one of us. And I think our readings today can be very comforting as well. If you notice, our first reading from the Old Testament prophet Zephaniah. Fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. Isn't that a wonderful message? To fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst. He is a mighty Savior. So the Lord is in our midst. Some people ask, well, where was the Lord? Where was God when events like this occur? And we've seen these things seems to be more and more frequent when, of course, you have major things like September 11th, and you have other incidents like Columbine, or back in this over the summer in Colorado with the movie theater tragedy, other events too throughout the world. And so people ask, well, where is the Lord? Where is God? Well, as the prophet says, God is there right in the midst. Jesus says, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, Jesus says, that you do unto me. So Jesus is there present in those victims. Jesus is there present in those children and those adults. Jesus is there. He tells us that whatsoever we do to another person, Jesus even says, to the least of my brothers and sisters, you have done to me. So Jesus is there. Jesus is within that person, that innocent victim. And he is there as he was on the cross. Some people say, well, what do we do in the face of evil? How do we deal with that? Well, of course, look at the crucifix. When you look at the crucifix, we know that God is in our midst because God became a little baby. God became a little child. And this Jesus was innocent when he died on the cross for our salvation. He was nailed to the cross because of our sins. Jesus was nailed to the cross. He was that defenseless, innocent victim that died for our sins. So we ask, does God know what it's like to suffer? Of course he does, because God became man. God became a little baby. God became a child. And God died on the cross for our salvation. And does God know what it's like to lose a loved one? He does, because in Christ, Jesus lost his foster father, Saint Joseph. Jesus lost his dear friend, Lazarus. So God knows what it's like. He became man. He took upon himself a human nature. And so because of that, God is not a distant, uncaring God. God became one of us. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's what we celebrate at Christmas, the incarnation that God became man. God became a little baby in the Blessed Mother's womb. And he grew up and sacrificed himself for our salvation. So we take comfort in the fact that God is not a distant God. God is with us at all times. As that first reading said, we should not be afraid. We should not be discouraged, because the Lord our God is in our midst, and he is a mighty Savior. Then the responsorial psalm, God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. Again, very comforting words. And then look at that reading from St. Paul's letter. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety at all. Have no anxiety at all. Have no fear. Have no anxiety at all. Sacred Scripture tells us today. So today, as a nation, as a world, we mourn the loss of defenseless, innocent human life. And as we mourn their lives, we also must not forget a continual loss of life that occurs each day in our country. As I was listening to the news and watching things, I could not help but think of the fact that each and every day in our country, between 3,000 and 4,000 unborn children who are also innocent and defenseless have their lives lost every single day through abortion. So as we mourn the loss of these lives in Connecticut, let's not forget to also every day mourn the lives of the thousands that are killed each and every day in our country. So what should we do? Well, we trust in the Lord. We pray. We pray and try to bring about what John Paul II and Pope Benedict have called a culture of life amidst a society of death. When we look at our society and we see things like terrorism and abortion and suicide and all these attacks upon human life, from abortion to infanticide to euthanasia, we see that at every stage, life is under attack. And so we must bring about a culture of life to defend each and every human life as sacred and precious in the eyes of God. So we have to pray all the more. We have to stay close to the Lord, close to our Blessed Mother, and pull together as a parish, as a community, as a nation, to always respect the sanctity of human life at every stage, from the moment of conception until natural death. So we pray again those beautiful words of the Hail Mary: blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of the womb. That we pray for the sanctity of every human life. And so when we are shocked and saddened by such blatant disregard for the sanctity of human life, we draw closer to the Lord. We pray all the harder, pray all the more, and we entrust those who have lost their lives to the love of God. And we are comforted in the fact that there is a heaven. There is eternal life with Almighty God. And those that were taken so recklessly and senselessly go to an eternal reward to be with God in perfect happiness for all eternity. It is a comfort and consolation to know that our loved ones and those that lose their life in a way like this are with the Lord and are in the loving arms of a Heavenly Father. But we continue especially during this Advent season, this Christmas season, to pray for all those who are affected, especially parents and grandparents, aunts and uncles, or those in any way who are touched by a terrible tragedy such as this. So we pray, eternal rest granted to them, O Lord. Let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.